Welcome to the next installment of the Furry Raiders podcast. I'm your host, Jolt, and today is a bit of a special case as today I'm joined by a couple of first-timers here. So I will let you introduce yourselves.
Be gentle, asking, it's my first time.
How long you've been a furry for, and a little interesting tidbit about yourself.
Well, I'm Tenacious. I've been around in the fandom since about 2009, 2010, and I'm your local friendly weirdo.
I mean, I'm Flair. I've been a furry since 2011, been in the fandom since 13, and I don't know. I'm the first snow leopard tiger hybrid I know.
Must get very lonely, lad.
Yep, for sure.
I suppose I'm next then. I've more or less been in the fandom, give or take, throw around a decade, give or take a couple of years. I've seen a lot of stuff.
You're a gray muzzle now, lad.
I'm closing in on that, and don't remind me.
sorry, lad.
It's one of those things that you have to look at it with a grain of salt. It's like, yes, I am, but no, I don't really care what you think.
Fair enough.
That is not wrong with that.
Saving the best for last, right? Yeah. I'm Abram Volkov.
Oh, no.
Wow, what a way to cut the guy in. Let him start. Let him start again.
It doesn't matter to me. Whatever. Basically, what's happening is actually becoming active in the fandom. It's surprising after a decade. It only took me a decade to actually get it active in the fandom.
Could be worse.
You'll be big news in a couple of decades more.
Oh, I'm sure. It'll be great.
If you live that long enough, or as a matter of fact, we live long enough. I mean, it took.
In plan, we don't all perish in nuclear war now that they've moved the deep space close to midnight.
As long as I don't have any more bosses pull out in front of me.
Yeah, where were we? Abram.
I'm Abram Volkov. Been in the fandom a little over 10 years. I do stuff.
That
tells you all you need to know about him.
I do a lot of stuff, but I'm like an amateur at all. No master. Only a master of drinking.
Jack of all trades and only master of glugging alcohol.
Exactly.
I was about to say you were an accordion player and a future kebab removalist.
You need to change your name to Remover Kebabovich.
No.
Why not?
I'm content with my mini names.
Alright, so we'll start the order of things by saying that we've just launched the new Furry Raiders website 2.0.
And I've still not set myself up on there because I'm still recovering from hospital.
Oh, yeah, it's kind of tragic, your case, though.
Let's not go into all that yet.
Oh, of course. Yeah, the plan for our website is we're essentially going to transition this into an all-purpose community hub of sorts, and you know, to make an info site and for artists to solicit their commissions, their wares, and
solicit. Yeah. That's got a very particular meaning in British law. Soliciting for an immoral purpose.
What do you think I should be using?
Well, advertise, maybe?
Okay, fair point.
Self-promote rather than solicit. Because it's implied they're like standing on the street corners in bondage gear.
Art, get your art here.
Waiting for someone in Austin Maxi to turn up.
Sir, would you like some art? Just opens his jack and he's like, are you buying?
Man, you want some art? I got all kinds. What you looking for? I got it all.
The back of the alley.
Back to Nelly, like, the street lamp.
Get in the back of the Maxi. We'll fold all the seats down.
We got the poster-sized ones in the back wall here.
Man, I got it all. I got all kinds.
What's your speciality?
There is none.
Headshot 20, bust 45, full 50.
You better come with me then.
Oh, I
sorry for a bit older than this on the topic of prostitution.
Actually, did more of that though. Just imagine going off on the screen saying, "Hey, need a commission?" Well, not in the screen, actually in the lobby.
Hey, I need a commission.
Hey, kid, want a commission?
What are you talking about?
If it'll get enough views, I'll go out on the street and start soliciting for art. Just be like, "Hey man, you want your picture drawn? $20.
I'll give you bunny ears for free."
It might actually work. There's a Comic-Con going on right now. A bunch of cosplayers downtown.
Where's that at?
Cedar Rapids.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that might actually be something that you could probably make a couple of bucks if you're good.
I can't. I mean, if they want stick figures, I can draw.
Yeah, that's about where I draw the line.
There's no shortage of street artists here and there. I see quite a few in the big mall that I go to downtown.
Oh yeah, yeah. I mean, they're like everywhere anymore.
Yeah.
Soliciting for an immoral purpose.
Anyway, for here's a shout out to all the raiders out there listening. For your chance to win a free commission, there's a raffle going on, and all you have to do is express your interest and be just a bit more, make your presence known in the forum, in the website.
I was number 5.
As a side note, I'm offering.
Are admins allowed to enter or not?
I will.
I'll draw your fursona in perfect stick figure form.
They denied
it. Like, I would do art. The problem is that I do architectural stuff really well, even though I never trained in it or anything. That's my shtick. I can't, like...
Just remember not to design any building that I'm ever likely to be in.
Can you draw animals or just architecture?
No, just architecture.
Can you make my fursona like a house?
You got a house fursona. Yeah, it's like an aeromorph, just as a house. Oh god, now that reminds me of the film The Bed Sitting Room. Has anyone ever seen that film? It's got Spike Milligan in it. It's from the late 60s.
Mm-mm. Nope, never
and
seen
it's
it.
It's about... Well, one of the plot points is that due to atomic radiation from a nuclear war, a man turns into a house. I am not kidding. This is a real film that actually exists, and you can watch.
Why? Because everybody was high on marijuana back then.
And it features a woman turning into a wardrobe.
Well,
and her husband turns into a parrot. I wish I was making this up. It's the strangest film I've ever seen.
You have to think, how much something were these people smoking when they...
I think it was a little stronger than marijuana, to be honest.
I said something because they could have been anything in the 60s. I mean...
Probably drinking a lot of PCP.
And let's be honest, this is Spike Milligan we're talking about.
Well,
no idea.
That completely flew.
You don't know the glory of Spike Milligan, the Irish comedian.
Can you blame me? I'm a Yank.
Green.
like
you do not know the way of comedy.
Oh, you had.
To. Why is that still a meme?
No, do it.
The only comedy I know is like Jeff Dunham. What's his face? I can't think of it.
Rob Schneider.
Seriously, Volkov, I'm gonna have to show you later this bed sitting room.
Go ahead and link me to it. I'll watch it.
But I'm gone. Fluffy guy. Someone will know what that is.
All right, so let's move on to the next article of things, though. Vernal Equinox 2018, and wow, there's a drama fest in that already.
Train wreck. That was a train wreck.
Yeah. Well,
like, I heard about the, who is it, the
Firestorm 6, the fursuit maker?
Yeah, who got, like, the headdress stuff, and because they wouldn't make a public apology, because the con told them to make a public apology, which they have no right to do. They removed their DJ set because they didn't make a public apology to people who got offended because they don't even have Indian blood in them, unlike the person who wore the headdress.
In their defense, they, as the people who are organizing that con, they technically have every right to. It's just their reasoning was stupid. They didn't know the full situation.
I don't think they have a right to do it. I mean, it's a closed case matter. Like, it was already resolved, and the guy was like, no, you make public apology to everyone who is offended.
Which, they have a right to say that. Like I said, their reasoning behind it was stupid. They didn't know anything about the situation.
Yeah, the situation actually was resolved by the time the con found out about it. So, they literally just removed the DJ set because they were misinformed and had no idea what they were actually doing.
Welcome to the furry fandom 2018, people.
Which, to be honest, is a lot of conventions.
I hate politics.
Yeah, it's creeping in.
Oh, that reminds me, Confuzzled this year.
Politics has been here as long as I've been in the fandom.
Confuzzled this year have had their hand forced, and they've had to go in with gender-neutral bathrooms.
See, no one actually understands, like, the furry fandom was a right-wing thing. It was founded by right-wing people. No one understands that.
The left have been taking over everything over the past two decades.
And now they're getting fight back, and now they only know how to scream and cry, and it's hilarious.
All they've ever known is how to scream and cry, though.
That's why they take over everything. They want to take over something.
So basically, he was wearing a Native American headdress, or a Native headdress. I think he's Canadian, isn't he?
Yeah, first citizen.
So he's wearing, like, a Native headdress, and a bunch of people look at this and say, oh, I'm offended by something.
Even though I'm not a Native American, I'm offended because you're racially appropriating someone who you're actually representing, who is your own bloodline.
Well, as someone who, my great-grandma, I never met her, she died before I could remember her. I met her, but I don't remember. My mom would always tell me that when she brought the kids to see her, she would say, too much white. She was Native, heavily Native. As someone who comes from that background, I mean, I don't actively pursue the Native culture, I don't know anything about it. I'd say I'm not offended, but that's just speaking for myself. And I don't really care about much. Things don't offend me.
I'm not Native American, but I mean, I went up to the reservations, the Lakota reservations all the time. I mean, it was just something that we did because we went on, like, mission trips and stuff up there.
Yeah.
And
I used to do something like that in Mexico.
Yeah, the Lakota reservations are bad. I mean, they're like the ultimate warrior tribe, but the government keeps them drunk, basically. It's terrible.
Wow. Like, when do they get their casinos and cash?
They don't have casinos up there. There's like one casino on the border, and that's it.
That reminds me of Borat's description of Native Americans. He describes as they live in a special kind of pointed tent called a casino.
No, I mean it sucks. Like you go to the res, I mean you're probably going to die if you don't have like another person with you who knows what they're doing, but.
Oh, unless you've got lots of alcohol on you.
8 o'clock in the morning, there's people passed out drunk in the roads. Like, in the road.
Oh, Joel should know a bit about this with the Abos.
Oh, my goodness. The Abos in my neck of the woods basically go over to the nearest petrol station and basically just sniff it in to get their high-finest fix.
And eventually I have to have television commercials in Australia warning them not to sleep in the middle of the road.
Well, I mean, if there was a fuel leak, that would just make things worse, though. They would just crawl and sleep next to the road. I digress, though. Yeah, aside from that, though, the whole...
I mean...
Yeah, go on.
It's like your own... The person's basically expressing their own culture. That's the thing that I've... That I don't understand. If you're, like, one quarter, you know, your grandparent was a Native... And they've accepted the fact that you did whatever. I don't get, like, the whole situation because I don't have Native blood. But you learn, you get acceptance from your family, basically. I see no problem with the headdress. I mean, you see that they're with another native, I don't know if it's on a reservation or whatever, or it's other family, wearing the suit and wearing the headdress, they have obviously no problem with it.
This was just a case of built-up events, too. Like, even poor Firestorm was called a Nazi by the same friends who came into the party way back at a Midwest Furfest 2017, from his recollection. As a result of this, he decides to cancel his attendance at Fernal Equinox.
Well, I mean, you just got, like, what you were looking forward to canceled. I mean, you just got a DJ's that canceled, you know, and I don't know if they had a dealer table or not. Probably not. But, you know, you just get your DJ set canceled because you didn't make a public apology that was already resolved. The situation was already resolved.
Yeah.
I wouldn't go. I'd boycott the con. I mean, that's...
Oh, and yeah. There's not really much chance of him getting his thing rolled back, is there?
No, it's
all going to hell in a handcart, people.
Oh, actually, I can think of much worse for that afterward, just in a moment.
Although, oh, we've got lots more where this came from.
Yep.
Gentle viewer.
Yeah.
The next thing is, Fernal Equinox 2018 has decided to scrap the Fursuit Parade.
I love Fursuit Parade.
Why?
Oh, I mean, going from...
Because they wanted to replace it with another event, from what I was gathering.
Why? Are they scared that the people with shit fursuits will be upset by the really good ones?
it's the participation trophy effect. I mean, it's something that we need to stop doing. Like, participation trophy needs to just stop. Just stop. Now, I think they took out the fursuit parade and added in, like, a fursuit party.
I mean, the worst part
is... Isn't the entire con a fursuit party, though?
It should be, but the parade is the staple at convention events for a good reason.
That's like the number one thing you go to, like, that and, like, the dance competition. That's, like, the two things you go to
a convention for. Well, the big things that you go to a con for.
I mean, you go first to games, but whatever. Yeah.
Yeah, I'd participate.
And all of the other reindeer used to laugh at all in names. They never let poor Rudolph join in any reindeer games.
The event they replaced it with, though, I don't like how they worded it. Because they're like, oh, you can bask in your fans or whatever, something like that. And I'm like, this kind of, it puts the focus on the people, the fursuiters that are already popular, and it kind of, it doesn't ostracize, but it kind of deters the new suiters that don't have fans, in my opinion.
Yeah, I wouldn't go. I mean, that's just one of the things. It's like, oh, hey, let's take out this event that's made to make everybody seem equal and put it into something where you can all divide into your groups to go to the people that you like.
I bet the Poppy first came up with this.
Yeah, it sounds like it did.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like.
Yeah, I mean, here's the thing. Like, some people cite that this is blah 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 a logistics nightmare, but I mean, Fernal Equinox isn't the only convention to scrap the Fursuit Parade.
No. Which other ones did?
Ooh, what other ones have done? I've not heard.
I've heard some
MFF
people, like,
for one.
Oh yeah, like, I heard about MFF.
Yeah, but MFF's just a shit show now, isn't it?
Well, MFF 16, has 8,700 people. This year is just like, what do we do? What do we do, boss?
And if MFF implements that, what's it called, the Furry Fiesta or something? Funeral? Oh my god. Is that what the...
Actually, I'm facepalming because some people said, Fernal Equinox, you had one job because you stole the Furry Fiesta name when there's a con called Furry Fiesta.
Okay, so it is called Furry Fiesta.
I just call it Ford Fiesta and I've done with it.
The last fursuit parade, they had like 1,300 or 1,400 suitors participating. Imagine shoving that many suitors in one room and then all of the fans in one room. It's not going to work out well.
You would need main stage at MFF for that kind of, like...
Yeah, I don't even think main stage MFS is big enough for that many.
You would have to move it next door to the convention center. And yeah. I was there at the last
You would
parade.
Have to move it to the dealer's den. The entire dealer's den is just that meet and greet.
Yeah, area. Something that big, yeah.
It's not even, like, anything interesting. It's a meet and greet at that point. Yeah. It's just like, go meet your favorite fursuiter, blah, blah, blah.
And even if you are, like, a popular fursuiter, are you going to stand there for... an hour and a half, two hours taking like pictures of people.
No.
It takes all the fun out of it.
You should be spending all that time standing for selfies.
Yeah.
You know, at least, fortunately, in my neck of the woods, they've not decided to scrap it because they still know the parades, or should I say the fursuit walks where they walk out to the streets in a public location is still ongoing.
As far as from what I've heard, Denver, which is like my hometown convention at this point since RMFC was canceled, as far as I've heard, they still have their fursuit walk / parade, so totally looking forward
there's
to that.
There's even been one Denver.
Well, I mean Denver's kind of had a PR train wreck recently a couple times, but, yeah. You know, whatever.
It's bad. I'm hoping things pull through because Colorado still needs to
I'm hoping the water's still for Denver because I'm going to enjoy it, hopefully.
Like I said, it's my hometown. I plan on going back and enjoying it, so.
I have some bias against it, but, I mean, we'll see.
Well, yeah, like, immediately, it's like, oh, well, you know, Raiders are trying to ruin the con again. I talked to someone, like, extensively, who's like, Raiders are ruining the con. Like, where's your proof? Oh, we can't disclose that. Oh, really?
And who are they ruining the con for? The SJW minority or the majority of the fandom?
Or, you know, like the 30 people who are
the little special
there.
Snowflakes.
Yeah.
Or, like, the large...
He said the word "the." That offends me. Get him out.
They're a group coming together that has the same ideals. We can't have that.
His suit is mostly white. It's a white supremacist.
So that's a question. If you got tackled by security in a fursuit, would other furs think it's a fur pile and join in the fun?
Probably.
That's a serious question. I just thought of that, but like, really?
Probably.
Well.
Yeah, that probably wouldn't surprise me.
You'd get the canine unit furs jumping in there.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh,
smell fast.
Last year at Confortus, it was hosted during the middle of a security breach in the country.
What if a furry gets arrested who's, like, really into bondage? Like, yeah, put the cuffs on.
Oh, yeah.
Imagine what the cops are thinking, though. I mean, they're like, tighten them up. Like, the cops are going to be like, what on earth did I do?
I think if you want to be full of what on earth, go full feral regression.
Oh, God.
Anyway, I think we've basically run the gamut, but we're going to go and cover a couple of screw-ups the host country of said convention has done. And that's made a lot of Canadians angry. And they basically changed the national anthem.
I'm sorry.
They changed the national anthem again because it was originally a different song until they changed it to "O Canada" in 1980 because the Maple Leaf Forever was too badass.
And then they had to make it pronoun neutral.
Why'd they change the national anthem?
Because there was a pronoun in it that they couldn't have.
Fucking serious?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. It's like,
because the original one was too badass because it was about the War of 1812.
So isn't it just basically gender neutral?
Essentially, that's what they've done. Because they apparently say...
Yeah, they've made their country gender neutral. They made their country gender obsolete. Like... I think I read somewhere that they were like, oh, by the way, the prisons It's like, oh, I identify as a female prisoner.
We'll touch on that in a second. But
make the prisons into a rape fest.
Yeah, that's, they've essentially done that. More on that.
All the males go into the females.
Yeah. I mean, you brought up Canada making dirt-to-durs.
Blame Canada! Blame Canada!
Come to think of it, maybe we should probably brainstorm a way to salvage O Canada without, you know...
Day of the Rake.
Yes. There is a reason why I made a sticker of that.
But here's the problem, is if we have the word sons in a national anthem, it's considered discriminatory, so we can't be doing that.
Our home native land in it, which is offensive to the natives, because most Canadians are white.
So we better strip that, too.
Most Canadians are non-natives.
So, how shall we start the new version of O Canada? Blame Canada or O Cucknada?
Blame Canada. A cooked and shitty land.
That's that actually.
You know the anthem more than better than I do.
Oh, nondescript territory.
I think the next verse would have gone something like blah blah blah. True victors, something something. When we don't kill our foes, and it's got a rhyme.
And they win.
It's got to rhyme and be like a haiku at the same time.
That makes it worse.
No, haikus are cultural appropriation.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, we can't have that.
Yeah.
I think rhyming is rapping, so you can't do that either.
Yeah, that's cultural appropriation, too. Yep.
Mr. Bean's gonna make it, rhyme, or he's going to be very upset then.
Got to make it monotonous. Oh, Canada.
Canada.
Their whole national
Where's like the Microsoft robot that speaks in a single tone?
Yeah.
Welcome to Windows XP.
Oh, Discord has one. Discord has one of those things.
Really? I've never heard it.
Oh, it's
text
cancer.
Page.
Yeah, it slash TSS.
Oh, just don't use the one they use for him. You know the the Moon Man. Don't use that one. It's gonna be
mix in those people that want to do away with borders, though. So they're just like, welcome to this plot of land, eh? It doesn't have a name.
It's not just anymore. Called A.
But, like, people who don't want borders.
It's just called A.
But let's
welcome
just
to A.
Fence off a chunk of Canada. Fence off a small portion of Canada and a small portion of California, and just throw everyone who doesn't want borders in those two fenced off areas.
Oh, this is now going to be the plot of Escape from LA.
So, I mean, I had a similar thought, and it's probably frowned upon, but just. Separate Democrats and Republicans, cut the nation in half, put Democrats on one side, Republicans on the other. Just
I feel like
there
that
you
would
go.
Just start war.
See, that's
both
the problem,
both
though.
Parties can be happy and live in their own little whatever.
See, I live in a
until
state.
Someone tries to buy milk from Democrat.
Yeah, the Republicans are like, now Billy, don't drink that Democrat milk and make you stupid.
Oh my
god. It tastes better.
Dude, there won't be a Democrat milk. It's all soy milk.
No, you know what it's
It's all soy.
It's making a soy boy. Juliet, with everybody killing everybody else because the Democrat wants to love the Republican. It's so going to be a Romeo and Juliet.
It's going to be Romeo and Juliet. Love doesn't exist. The nation will get back together and everyone's root and everyone kills themselves. Yep, wonderful.
Does.
Oh, you just don't want to kill yourself with Republican cyanide. You want to use the Democrat stuff.
Yeah. It's more effective.
Like, see, here's the thing. When everyone's like, oh, what are you? Okay. Get the demographics straight. I live in a state that's been red since 1964. Majority red for 54
years.
Now.
So you're one of them.
Part of a century.
That's scary.
See, you're one of them dirty reds, huh?
Oh, my goodness. What is cultural appropriation, dude? They removed the name Reds and Redskins.
The Redskins.
Yeah, that's another thing. That's ridiculous. It's like,
also, notice how it's never actually Native Americans who complain about things like that. It's just being offended on their behalf.
As a reference to commies, but I mean...
I saw a meme that was like... Yeah.
Anyway.
I've never really identified with politics. Like, Republican or Democrat, when it comes to the president, it doesn't matter. I'm going to live my life how I want. Yeah. I don't care who the president is.
When it comes to president, if there's a third party that has a shot, I'm going to vote for the third party, because why not just ruin the government by adding a third party in?
That's what I did.
But the third party guy shot himself in the foot and lost all of his backing, so it's like, well, let's go with Trump. He can't be bought out. He's already got millions of dollars.
Yeah.
If they say to him, I'll give you $10 million to force this policy through, he'll just shrug his shoulders and say, nothing much.
Yeah, and as much of a joke as I thought Trump was.
You do better than that.
He's
somewhat
doing
decent
work,
I'd say.
I mean, he's deregulated the crap out of our country, which is wonderful.
Yeah.
All right. So, I think... Yeah, just to get back on the whole Canada stuff. Yeah, I was just going to say that prisons are just going to be potential for
prisons
disaster.
Prisons are not
going to
be fun.
Fun is what it's going to be.
Yeah.
Literally, it's going to be like, mass riots.
You mix out, like, trans women and women in the same cell.
There's going to be rape.
But there's going to be bloodshed.
We're going to have to scrub the walls a little bit harder.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to have to, like, triple your security force at the prisons.
Yeah, well, that too, and you're going to need a massive cleanup crew as well.
Yeah, you're going to need, cleanup detail.
Oh my goodness, imagine if trans men will get absolutely destroyed too.
Yeah.
Make sure you have bleach.
Well, we need something for the cocktails.
Anything but.
So then here's a question that was posed on Twitter, is that if you have like one STD and the person you're messing around with has a different STD, do they cancel out?
No.
Oh, I saw that. It's like, is that PEMDAS or something? And it's just like,
Can we just say to them that, yeah, it does cancel each other out, so they'll all get them.
I just looked at it and turned my phone off.
A chick is the thing. It was asked by a female. Do you have a brain cell? One? Maybe two?
Are you sure that there's even that many?
A quarter?
An eighth.
I mean... A single neuron in your mind, like a single neuron, could tell you yes or no. It's just they don't even have that. There's just emptiness.
No filter.
There's just rainbows everywhere in their brain. Rainbow flags everywhere.
Rainbows and paw prints and unicorns.
Don't match the paw prints.
Not paw prints. You know that's not going to happen.
Yeah,
paw prints
that's
are apparently,
oh, you can't have symbolism.
It's cultural appropriation from all of them.
Well, okay, so the next thing we're going to talk about is the ruination of our favorite childhood shows, cartoons, well, whatever have you, because I just wanted to bring up the new abomination known as the new Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
I haven't even heard about this.
My childhood show got basically cancelled, so I don't have to worry about it.
Me too.
Look, I mean, because here's the thing.
SWAT Cat was the best thing ever.
You read this little article that I've just put up, and look at how much of an abomination the turtles look. Master Splinter looks, and April
turn into a black person.
What has Yes. Why did they turn a pretty white woman like April into that?
Laquisha.
We was queens and shit.
These are incredibly badly drawn.
I guess that's the new style, though. Cause...
They badly drawn.
That's not the only thing that's been ruined by SJWs. There's the new Doctor Who, too.
And the new Ghostbusters.
And the Ghostbusters. And the new the recent Star Wars, too.
Yeah, but the new Ghostbusters was a flop.
Yeah.
Because of the SJW.
Yeah, because they went full SJW.
Because you're supposed to have the white males, like, that's how the original was. And they replaced it with all, you know, females.
Oh,
and...
God, Splinter looks like a chinchilla?
Yes, Splinter is an abomination.
Like... I thought he was meant to be a rat.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just
yeah, looks like he has rabies. That's what they did. That's
I think
what they
intensified his gookness by God knows how many to make him look like a wise old man.
So basically they're like, being more racist.
I have nothing against like having females in movies, but like when you're replacing parts that were originally played in the good ones by men, that's just kind of unnecessary and it ruins it.
Yeah. But like when you force your a different ideology into a movie that has a fixed ideology, it doesn't work.
Oh my!
And it flops.
I mean, so like take Atomic Blonde for example. Like that's a movie starring a female actor, and that was a good movie. But then when they did things like Ghostbusters and Star Wars and the TMNT movie, it just doesn't work because they're changing everything around. Like it wasn't.
See,
made
now,
to be
now
that
don't
way.
Get me wrong. I did like the Star Wars movies. But you can tell it's not right because every single Star Wars person that basically got a following, that got a sequel put basically for them was a male. And then they're like, oh, this random female knows how to use a lightsaber. Oh, what's her face? Used the Force and survived the vacuum of space. Even though that would have been a great place to end her because, you know, she died.
I mean, what? Can I just say how outraged that freaking April looks like a typical... How a typical black person April just looks like with that baseball bat and the jacket.
Yeah, it's like... Oh, we don't want
they're going for racial stereotypes.
Yeah, they're going for stereotypes.
This is how racist they are. God.
Stereotypes are fine. Just, you know, you can't actually do anything that's technically like racist or any of that stuff. You can stereotype all you want. That's okay.
Yeah. Can you even imagine how Casey's going to look like?
Probably stereotypical beach dude.
Oh my goodness, Casey's a duck.
Like the new Knuckles in Sonic Boom. Just like dumb beach guy.
Oh, let's not get into Knuckles now without me.
Go back to this again.
You've gone full circle.
We do not want to go that way.
That is not the way.
I mean, I was referring to Sonic Boom Knuckles, but fair enough. We can go DeWay.
Oh, well. This is what happens when you leave a bunch of crazies.
Oops.
Uncontrolled.
It's what happens when you put a bunch of furries in the same room.
So, I didn't really get into watching TMNT. All I can say is their art style, it looks like they're trying to copy... Samurai Jack and Danny Phantom, and it looks like crap.
Dude,
it looks
yeah, they're like
shit.
Taking these new art styles and mashing them together because they have no originality. Because they want.
That reminds me. In my country, the Turtles have been affected by political correctness ever since they came out. Because when they came out back in the '90s, they originally had to retitle the show "Teenage Mutant Hero Turtles" because having the word ninja in it was offensive or something.
Oh, for the love of...
Well, don't you live in the Great Cuck Land?
We're not as cucked as Canada yet.
The United Cuck.
Cuck.
It's United Cucked.
Yeah, I mean... Say what you want, but can you imagine what some old school artists would think of this new style? Like, what would someone like an oldie like Stan Sakai think of this? Because he had cameos in Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. His characters had cameos in the cartoon and in the comics too. I mean, at some point,
they commit Harley Carey.
I would have a personal issue with it. I'd be like, "What is this shit?"
His reaction is correct, though. Stan Sakai created Usagi Yojimbo, Japanese for, you know, rabbit bodyguard.
So, yeah. That reminds me, why are they called Ninja Turtles instead of Samurai Turtles?
Because ninjas were, like, the civilians who had to train themselves.
Ninjas were assassins, they weren't warriors.
Yes, but they were... They weren't...
Yeah, but
the turtles, they
behave more like samurai, though, because they're warriors.
Eh... But I mean, they're the people kind of thing. They're not this honorable person. they don't have an honor structure. They're just like, "Hey, dude, let's get a pizza." That's like the only thing that I even like.
They don't stab people in the street and dive into a crowd.
Is this Assassin's Creed?
No, samurais don't compare. Don't even go there. But, you know, I'm also annoyed too. Like, I grew up on the cartoons. I haven't really read a comic of that. And the cartoons were actually alright. And now this, though, I'm just annoyed. Raphael's weapon is not accurate.
I grew up on very different cartoons. And I'm pretty sure that I know I am a furry. Because I grew up watching SWAT cats and Zoids.
Yes.
I grew up with the raccoons and the animals of Farthing Wood.
And the games I grew up on were Sly Cooper.
I'm sorry, in the bottom left of this picture, is Donatello basically like flying with a jetpack thing?
Oh my god. Yes.
I don't like it.
Yeah, this is a freaking, what kind of optical illusion is this? Like?
Oh my god.
Also, I can never distinguish the turtles because I can't remember which color represents which turtle.
I mean, dude, hello. Imagine if you tried strapping a quad bike on your backpack and be flying on it. Hello.
The only reason I know Donatello is because I was a fan of the bow staff.
Flair, you were about to say something?
I was going to say, why do they have lightsabers? This isn't Star Wars.
They're powered up, guys. It's the Danny Phantom energy crap around his hands.
No, it's the weapons.
It's
the new Power Rangers stuff.
I haven't seen Power Rangers in many years.
I legitimately like was flipping through channels bored, watched about 30 seconds, and their blade like glows a color, and they're like rah blah.
I always thought Power Rangers was shit when I was a kid.
Dragon Ball Z just scream at each other for like 3 seconds. And then do like 1 second of fighting, and then it's over. And it's like, okay.
Yeah, that was... Yeah. Oh god, I was a VCR addict on that. Recording everything. Those were the days.
Oh, back when we had VHS.
Yeah.
It looks like Nickelodeon is trying to like bring back animation styles of a lot of older cartoons, and they're just failing at it. Like,
well, they're like, this was popular, let's bring it back.
Like, and Google Pig Goat Banana Cricket, that's one of their shows that's coming out soon. What? And it looks exactly like Cow and Chicken, or similar to Cow and Chicken.
I always hated Cow and Chicken.
I don't know. Yeah, so, you know what else was kind of seemingly ruined? Some people who are fond of Harry Potter, well... Myself.
Oh, Harry Potter!
No. It's because it's like this whole dust up over the Dumbledore sexuality in the new, whatever this thing is, in Fantastic Beasts.
Well, they're having to excise him being gay because it wouldn't sell well in the Chinese and Indian markets.
Like I said, I called him out being gay in like 2007, 2008, so it's not a surprise.
I think Rowling doing that was literally just a virtue signal.
Well, I mean, that's an SJW tactic. They're like, take
well,
the obvious that you...
She's a terrible, terrible SJW.
Legitimately, what they can gather from you in, like, the first 10 seconds of looking at you is what they're going to use as ammunition against you, and that's usually your white, your guy. And that's legitimately the entire basis of their argument.
Like,
you're fucking a white male!
I'm just amazed as well, like, freaking the backlash on Twitter regarding this, though. Like, go on the link that I just put up and, like, read one of the tweets over there.
I just wonder if Aid Skrillex is still
alive. I would
alive.
Like to keep my desk intact, thank you, because I'm pretty sure I would have to face desk until my face was bleeding, because some of the stuff that comes out of people's tweets has the intelligence of a snail.
Yes, well, that's also true.
Isn't that an exaggeration? Isn't that insulting to snails?
Yeah, it really is. Like, I think plants have more intelligence than some people's tweets.
No, no, locks have more intelligence than some people's tweets.
I mean, there's plants that follow the sun. They got more brain cells than some of these people who make these tweets.
Yeah. Can you just imagine the shock of this, too? Like, freaking Dumbledore's actor ex Johnny Depp. Just them, you know, depicting their I don't know what you could call it on the show.
Johnny Depp and Dumbledore going at it.
Yeah, Dumbledore's actor and just acting this all out. Oh.
Probably find some stuff on Rule 34.
Oh, God.
The fact of the matter, I've actually been...
You gotta be tasteful and do 621, man. E261.
No, not that. Anything but, like, Harry Potter. I am not fond of Harry Potter at all, and the more I see Rowling and Harry Potter crash and to go into the shitter, the more I basically jump for joy.
Can't disagree there.
I'm just glad my English teacher didn't make us read that. Like,
the entire series is just so disgustingly middle class.
It's like, I don't care what you're doing, I don't care about your magic. Your steam train is cool, and that's about it. Legitimately, the entire...
You can get into... there are more awesome things featuring railway locomotives than Harry Potter.
Oh, yeah, there are.
Yes.
Yeah, like Thomas the Train.
Oh. You mean Thomas the Tank Engine.
You cuck.
Autistically screech for me, Abram.
The Reverend Wilbur Audrey is going to be very upset.
Sorry, it's hard. I'm not an SJW. I don't know what it sounds like.
We need to start banning that like we're banning a woe.
Like, no. You know, I still kind of get over the fact that Thomas the Tank Engine and 4 Patrol by extension is fascist.
Let's be honest with them. The Reverend Audrey, he was pretty, I wouldn't say he was fascist, but he was pretty, moralistic in a very dark way. I mean, have you ever seen some of the pictures in some of the books, like, of scrapped engines that are basically like looking at
they
a dead body
cut
in front
off
of a human.
And stuff. It's just like...
Yeah. I'm gonna bring up a picture. You may be able to put this in the, thing when we upload this,
Paw Patrol.
I don't know if you heard of Paw Patrol. Fascist, but...
Who linked this link? Is it...
I did. I just...
If that's the case, wouldn't My Little Pony be fascist? Since, you know, you have Twilight Sparkle, the smart one. Nobody else is allowed to be smart.
Yes.
Yeah, and they also made that freaking anti-communist episode that I have still yet to watch.
Also, this is from Thomas the Tank Engine.
I mean, each character has their role, and they're not allowed to go beyond that role.
No, that's Toby's job.
Yeah, that's Rainbow Dash's job. You can't do that. Stop. We have to wait for her. Nobody else can clear the clouds, only Rainbow Dash. If Fluttershy tries, she gets thrown in the gulag. That's not funny. Oh man.
Yeah, Thomas the Tank Engine contains some rather questionable material, should we say.
I watched like a parody that was like freaky as crap, but it was
it Shed 17?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, Shed 17's awesome.
It was like that. I watched that and I was like, wow, that's dark.
I'm pretty excited for the sequel whenever that comes around.
It just took the thought that many people have had that how did the trains become alive and just took it way, way too far.
Way, way, way too far. But it was cool nonetheless.
Thomas had never been the first biofused experiment.
There were many before him. Many, many before him.
Thomas wouldn't find out who he was. He'd find out who he wasn't.
To us, he was just
really useful.
Really useful.
And there's going to be a sequel in a few months as well.
I'm pretty excited for the sequel.
It's going to be called Project G1. It's going to go all over all the other engines that he didn't mention in the first one and what happened to them.
Like, there's a point where it's like, okay, I understand this. And then that point just, like, was 700,000 miles behind this show. And it's like, wow, that's dark.
I mean, imagine just to get references to, you know, Nazi scientists. Just everything you could possibly think of that was dark and disturbing, you managed to get it in.
Yeah, in... What was it, like
the
an
next
hour?
One,
was
the next
it an hour
gonna
long?
Feature, the next one's going to feature Margaret Thatcher.
Oh, sounds like fun.
The Wooden Lady.
Hey, so speaking of SJWs and stuff, apparently on the Raiders Lounge, there's a post that has been there for a while about, and Foxler's in it, and it's about SJW furries and alt furries.
Yeah, I've not watched that. That's probably more of an investigative video that they've just done, and I've got to get around to watching it. See, I can remember I've seen the guy go around the alt furry chat.
These people go and, well, there's one
but
in particular.
The thing, though, I think the alt furry guys have basically commended Irate Bear for doing what he's done because he was quite even-handed.
Yeah, I mean, you can't just take like a snippet or like a day or a week and think you know everything about the chat that you're trying to stalk or you're trying to get that picture that you can take completely out of context.
Mm-hmm.
Certain journalists, journalists, quote unquote, but
the news media.
Yeah,
the news media.
Outlet. News outlet. We'll say that. But
although I have seen quite a fair amount of more positive coverage as of recently.
Well, that's because people want to figure out if they're really that bad for themselves, and everyone finds out that they're not as bad as people make them out to be, so they decide to make their own post about it. And once you start making enough posts about these people aren't terrible, well, guess what? People start believing they're not terrible. Who would have guessed? Well, I digress.
I mean, and like I said, even the original Thomas the Tank Engine books are pretty dark and disturbing. Like, there was a story where Douglas murdered a brake van. Just crushed it to pieces and it was dead.
Well, I mean, there's a couple instances. Who is it? Henry?
He got bricked up in the tunnel.
And then there was the one who got turned into a generator
Oh, what happened to Stanley? Oh, that's a dark one. Can I tell everyone what happened to Stanley? Stanley was a naughty engine who kept derailing. So the railway manager decided to punish him. He took his wheels away and made him into a static water pump. And ominously, the engine telling the story says, he'll never move again. And then, it's not elaborated on in the books, but it turns out that in Audrey, the author, the Reverend Audrey, had written it so that when he was preparing all these characters, because he wrote histories that were longer than what he got actually put into the stories, and after the railway closed, that particular railway, Smudger, or as he was called in the TV series, Stanley in the books, Stanley was moved to a mine where he continued being a water pump, but then the mine flooded, so he drowned to death.
There's an okay amount of dark to have it and stuff.
I think basically Audrey was just going with how dark children do like things, because children do like dark things.
It's weird, but I mean, it's...
I mean, even if they're, even when they're scared, they enjoy it.
Yeah.
They like it. I mean, I was a dark child. What do you expect watching The Animals of Farthing Wood? That's seriously dark. If you want darkness, oh, go there.
I kind of got the time to watch something like Watership Down, and that was, like, even for a kid's show, like, in the old days, they had, like, blood. Rabbits basically fighting and bleeding.
Killing each other in general wound warts.
Yeah, I mean, it's almost as if we need to bring... We gotta bring
and
back,
there were
like,
two,
the...
There were two evil rabbits who were run over by a train.
It's like, I think we've got to bring back something great and furry, like, if it's the sort, you know, the movie.
The seagull is my favourite character, because he says piss off in it, and no one notices.
See?
It's because the voice actor gave him such a thick accent, you can't actually tell that he says, piss off!
Wow.
Yeah. My favorite series, probably out of anything, would have to be the Sly Cooper series.
I'm not really familiar with that.
It's a video game.
Yeah, I only know it exists because of furry porn.
Yeah. they had this great, you know, antagonist. Carmelita Montoya Fox, Inspector Carmelita Montoya Fox. First and second one, great. I never even opened the cellophane on the third one, because they completely ruined it.
After the third one, they've only made one game ever since then. They were supposed to make a Sly Cooper live action or something, or a CG movie.
They're supposed to make, like, this whole scene, like, this whole... I think it was supposed to be, like, four games in total, but the third one was such a flop because they completely botched it that no one wanted the continuation. I didn't even open the packaging because, like, I looked at reviews, I looked at people playing it, and they ruined my favorite character. The SJWs got to their development team, and I was like, no!
I didn't think it was that. I think the thingo, the Sly Cooper 3 had its own mix of thingos, and they tacked on such things like comedy. They tacked on... And you get this, though. There's one scene, there's actually one part in the game where that had so much furry appeal.
Yeah.
No. Not so much that. It actually appeals to so many fetishists in furry.
I'm pretty sure I know the scene.
Fetishists, implying the ones who are not.
Well, this one in particular would apply to so many thingos, and I'll tell you what fetish it would be. Macro.
Ooh. Oh, yep, the mask, missions.
actually, it's like they actually ask the people to do something, like a lot of things I would feel like they would totally want to do if they had it in for macro.
I mean, that was probably my favorite mission. There was no time limit. You could just freaking explore.
And, well, on that note, I think this is the time, the time we wrap this up. Any closing words from you?
That's flown by. How long have we been going?
It's already over.
Wow. It's an hour already?
Yep. Wow, it felt like 15 minutes.
That went quick.
Well, let's go for 2 hours. Come on, lads. Let's get going. More stuff. More dark and sinister things that we can talk about.
No. Let's cut the show before he
closing remarks.
Closing
remarks. I expect to be back.
I'll be back. I'll bring the bear.
I'll bring the gin next time.
I'm staging me. Oh, you son of a bitch. I was about to say that.
Oh, I thought you
were
vodka again, huh?
Vodka!
Bring the vodka.
You bring the vodka, I'll be
vodka on the podcast.
Oh my goodness. I can't think of an alcohol type that starts with P.
Oh wait, that's a brand.
I can't even think of it much in the way of alcohol brands that start with P. Then again, that's just my taste.
I know paprika. There's a wine that starts with P. There's a particular type of wine that,
it's
that
so
starts with
no. B emoji. Damn it! Anyway, Flair, any closing remarks?
Bepis with vodka in it.
Yeah. Flair.
Huh?
Any closing remarks?
I don't know. I'm tired and. I'm a snow leopard.
I can't think of anything because I'm just a certified. I'm just certified furry trash.
Certified trash.
Oh, I'm totally furry trash. Let's just be honest.
That's confused. Someone literally put a sticker on me saying "genuine furry trash."
I have a shirt that says that. So.
I actually kind of, semi-embraced lab when I went the last time I went to a cinema and got a seat number that said K9.
No!
Maybe I have identity crisis all this time along. Maybe that ticket was meant to be telling me something.
Mm-hmm. You're really Valesque.
Oh, I don't know, there's many canine types.
It's a sign, come join the basic canine furs.
Oh, is it Bailey?
Join the basics.
I know what my closing. My closing remarks will be legalize awoo, because I'm a huge canine rights activist. We'll stop there.
Foxes don't awoo.
Yeah.
I don't care, neither do tiger snow leopards, but I mean, I'll still promote legalization of it.
Yeah.
You want to awoo away, I don't care.
Shouldn't you be wanting to legalize purr?
I purr every day, all day, no matter what's going on, where I'm at. I guess that's part of the reason I'm furry trash.
Just people on the bus at your workplace looking at you, how's he doing?
I mean, they do actually kind of look at me weird.
I'll
up to somebody stand next to him and start purring.
Is that how you get all your promotions at work? Like, purr at your boss.
Pretty much. And then they just look at me and they're like, yeah, okay, just take it and leave.
Good take it in quotation marks, yeah. Right?
Then get out. There's the door. Get out.
Now.
There's the door.
It's time. It's
I mean, this
up.
Has been closing thoughts for about 15 minutes now.
Yeah. I hope all of you raiders out there and everyone else who's listening had a great time. Found it funny, and with that, we're out of here. And we're live.